Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Crystallizing Public Opinion by Edward Bernays is a foundational nonfiction work in the history of public relations and mass communication. First published in 1923, it presents Bernays's early argument that public opinion is not merely spontaneous, but can be shaped through disciplined, strategic communication. The book sits at the intersection of PR theory, social psychology, and media practice, and it explains how organizations can influence perception by understanding group behavior, symbols, and social authority. Bernays is not writing a manual for casual promotion. He is building a framework for what he called the Public Relations Council, a professional who interprets between institutions and the public. Because of that, the book is historically important both as a record of early PR thinking and as a source text for later debates about persuasion, propaganda, and democratic influence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, public relations as a professional council, not simple publicity. One of the book's most important ideas is Bernays's effort to distinguish public relations from ordinary press agentry. He argues that the PR Council should act as an advisor who studies the relationship between an organization and the public, then helps shape communication in a way that fits social expectations and practical needs. This means the work is not just about placing information in newspapers or securing attention. It is about strategic interpretation. Bernays presents PR as a planned function that can align institutional goals with public sentiment by using insight, timing, and indirect influence. That distinction matters because it gives public relations a broader and more systematic role than advertising alone. The council does not merely repeat facts, but selects, frames, and symbolically organizes them so they become meaningful to audiences. In this sense, the book helps define PR as a distinct profession with its own methods, responsibilities, and intellectual foundations. Secondly, group psychology and herd behavior as the basis of persuasion. Bernays repeatedly grounds his thinking in group psychology rather than individual psychology alone. He draws on ideas associated with social theorists of the period to argue that people often think and act differently when they are part of a group, especially when shared beliefs, habits, and social pressures are involved. This is why the book gives so much attention to herd instinct, stereotypes, and collective behavior. For Bernays, public opinion is formed less by isolated rational judgment than by patterns of influence that spread through social groups. That approach changes how persuasion should be designed. Messages must be built around identity, belonging, and familiar assumptions rather than abstract argument. The practical implication is that the communicator should study audience formations carefully and understand which groups can influence others. This focus on social psychology makes the book more than a promotional handbook. It is an early attempt to explain why mass persuasion works and why different audiences respond to different symbolic appeals. Thirdly, creating news through symbolic events and third-party validation. A central practical lesson in the book is that effective public relations often works by creating newsworthy situations rather than simply issuing claims. Bernays shows that the strongest influence comes from actions that can be publicly interpreted as evidence, such as staged events, public announcements, endorsements, and carefully designed gestures. He treats symbolism as a persuasive tool. The goal is to create a visible sign that audiences and reporters can read as meaningful. This is why third-party validation matters so much in his framework. When a respected intermediary, institution, or social authority appears to confirm a message, the communication gains credibility that direct self-promotion usually lacks. The book's examples show PR as an indirect form of action, where perception is changed through managed public realities rather than raw argument. This approach remains influential because it explains why modern campaigns often rely on launches, events, expert support, and media-ready moments. Bernays's contribution is to present these tactics as part of a coherent method rather than isolated tricks. Fourthly, public opinion can be engineered, but that raises ethical tension. The book is also notable because it openly exposes the tension between persuasion and manipulation. Bernays presents public relations as a powerful means of influencing society, but that power raises serious ethical questions. If public opinion can be shaped by strategically arranged communication, then the line between informed persuasion and hidden control becomes unstable. This is one reason the book has remained controversial. It is admired for its clarity about how influence works, yet criticized for normalizing techniques that can be used to bypass open deliberation. Bernays does not present public relations as neutral. He treats it as a tool that can be used to guide democratic populations, coordinate institutions, and manage social attitudes. That honesty is part of the book's historical importance, because it reveals the logic behind modern propaganda and corporate persuasion without disguising it as pure public service. Readers are therefore pushed to consider not only how influence works, but also who benefits from it and what responsibilities should limit it. Lastly, a historical blueprint for modern media strategy and mass influence. Although written in 1923, the book remains influential because its framework anticipates many features of contemporary media strategy. Bernays identifies durable principles, segmentation of audiences, reliance on authority, symbolic framing, and the use of mediated events to shape perception. These methods appear today in corporate communications, political campaigning, issue advocacy, and brand management, even if the media environment has changed dramatically. The book stands out because it connects these practices to the early development of modern public relations and shows how a new profession took shape alongside mass newspapers and emerging consumer culture. At the same time, its historical context matters. Some examples and assumptions reflect an early 20th century media landscape, so the book reads as both a source of theory and a document of its era. That dual value is part of its importance. It explains where many contemporary influence techniques came from, while also revealing the intellectual climate that helped normalize them. In conclusion, Crystallizing Public Opinion is best suited for readers who want to understand the foundations of public relations, propaganda, media strategy, and the psychology of persuasion. It will be especially useful to students of communications, marketing professionals, political strategists, journalists, historians, and anyone studying how public perception is shaped in modern societies. Its value is not that it offers a set of timeless marketing tricks, but that it explains the logic behind influence with unusual directness. Bernays writes as a practitioner trying to define a profession. So the book gives readers both a theory of public opinion and a snapshot of the early 20th century media world that helped create modern PR. What makes it stand out from similar books is its historical originality. It is not a later interpretation of public relations, but one of the texts that helped invent the field. That makes it useful intellectually, even when some examples feel dated. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how symbolic communication, social authority, and group behavior interact, and with a sharper awareness of the ethical stakes involved in shaping public belief. If you would like to support Edward Bernays, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.